I imagine you've now got an answer to the question I asked at the beginning. What is the oldest object you have at home? And is it something you still use, or do you just keep it as a memento? Leaving aside its sentimental significance, is it an object that has a certain financial value? Is it still in good condition? Does it take up a lot of room? There are many factors that determine whether an object is passed down or not from one generation to the next. And sometimes, if you keep something that is really old, you can't put an accurate date to it. But don't worry, the same happens in museums sometimes. In any event, objects aren't the only things that we inherit. There's also our intangible cultural heritage, remember? Languages, sayings, songs, games, recipes, and so on. They are treasures that must also be preserved. To bring our tour to a close, these display cases hold various items that will one day be old. Some will kindle a sense of nostalgia. Look at that! Granddad had one just like it! Others will become incomprehensible. What do you suppose that was for? If we compare this room with the ones we've been through, perhaps the most striking thing is how materials have changed. Do you think this change will be permanent? Will people still be defined by their profession? Will gender roles disappear altogether? Come back and see us from time to time, and we can discuss it. That's all. See you soon. A story by Trauma Media for the Ripoll Ethnographic Museum and Visit Museum.